We've got a little time. Clark, do you want to tell us about your...
You said a little time.
Yeah.
All right.
I literally said that for a reason.
So when that
clock hits zero, you know it's time to wrap it up.
All right. So 5 years ago, I was working at a pretty prestigious restaurant in Dallas. It's still open.
Chili's.
No.
Ponchos.
I've never worked at either one of those. I was serving this day, and this is a story of how I got fired over a tweet.
Sorry, I forgot to play the Bobby laugh while we were talking about Bobby.
It is funny. There's a lady that came in. She was with her brother, that I presume, and it was her birthday. Two of them sitting at a table, and I go up to greet them. And I'm like, oh, are we celebrating something special today? She's like, oh, yeah, it's my birthday. What the hell are you doing?
You know those books you had when you were a kid and you push the button on the left side to make the sounds with the story? That's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. And I'm like, oh, so it's your birthday. Well, welcome in. Is there something I can get you to drink? And she's like, yes, I'll have my special blood orange martini.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what's in that except for the terms blood orange. But the thing was, we had a drink on the menu that was a blood orange margarita. And we were out of the blood orange puree. So there was no way I could make that drink. And we were real busy and everything. And I tell her, I'm like, sorry, man, we don't have blood orange puree. And even if we did, I don't know if the bartender is here that can make that specific drink the way they made it the past 2 years. Because she was telling me about like, oh, I always come here and I always get this drink. And, you know, yeah. And so to her disappointment, she just basically almost rolls her eyes at me. And she's like, okay, well, can you find out if y'all have any more blood orange puree? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be right back. It's a busy night. And so I come back and I mean.
Do y'all have some in the back?
No. No, actually, okay, later.
Can you go check in the back to make sure?
Yeah. Later I find out we did, but we'll come to that. So,
I hope so.
And I go to the bartender and I'm like, hey, we don't have any more blood orange puree. And he's like, no, man, we've been done with that for 2 weeks. And I'm like, all right. So if we don't have the key ingredient, I can't make her drink that even the bartender doesn't even know how to make.
Right.
So I go to her and I'm like, hey,
why?
Here's the deal. Is that Jerry Lewis?
Far from it.
I don't know. It's pretty close. Chris Sapphire.
And so
why?
And so I'm looking at her brother, and her brother looks kind of annoyed by the situation, kind of like, man, please don't be a bitch. Please don't be a Karen. This is before Karen's.
Yeah.
This is before the whole Karen.
It was not before Karen's. Yeah, it was just before the name.
There was a label for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was BK. Before Karen.
And side note, they're making a horror movie based off Karen.
Oh, sweet.
I watched half that trailer this morning. I got phone calls. So
did you like it?
Yeah, I think it's great. Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real movie. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's going to come out.
Yeah. And so I go back again and I'm like, so is there anything I can get you to drink? And she's like, yeah, my birthday blood orange martini.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I mean, the only thing I've gotten for them is waters at this point. And so I'm like, ma'am, I'm terribly sorry still.
And I can see you being nice about that situation.
Oh, no, I'm
too.
Very, like, I have to be. And, yeah. I am, dude, as much as I talk about what I loathe about that industry, I'm still very cordial and very professional.
Yeah, that's the nicest you'll ever see, Clark, is to a table.
Well, he's also nice in general, too. Yeah. So I can imagine him being even nicer while he's at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's all a part of the atmosphere.
Right.
So I walk away from the table. Well, because I tell her, I'm like, hey, here's a special selection of our craft cocktails. Maybe you can find something on there that you can find something new, just as enjoyable on your birthday. And she's like, all right, I'll look. Come back a third time. So did anything pique your interest here? And she's like, nope, there's nothing here that would be remotely close to my birthday blood orange martini. Because now she's taking ownership of the drink.
Yeah.
She's like, it's my birthday blood orange martini. All right. This is like 20 minutes into the table.
Did you tell it was bring your own orange puree? Whatever.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's a
BYO.
That's a TABC
OP.
Violation. You can't bring in outside containers. So, I mean, you're just kind of trapped. So after the fourth time, I think I finally got a drink order from her. And the table, it was like the food wasn't good. The brother was just like, I'm so sorry.
Now, when
like,
you say the brother.
Yeah.
The brother or the brother?
No, the brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Every time I would kind of look at him, he'd be like, Jesus Christ, this is a painful experience for me too, man. I'm so sorry you have to deal with this. And, and so I kept just trying to like be very cordial and just try to build up the... But at some point, it's just kind of like, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and be cordial anymore. I'm just going to take your direction. I'm going to get you exactly what you want, and I'm going to get you out of my section.
Right.
And so... So their table sat down at 9:30, and I remember this. It was a 9:30 reservation. And she tweeted the restaurant about her unhappy
while she was there?
While she was there. This tweet hit at 9:32. So 2 minutes later, she tweets the restaurant. So after going back and trying to figure out what I can do 3-4 times, 20 minutes later, she had already tweeted 2 minutes that, like, this is going to be an awful experience. So unbeknownst to me, I work my... This is Saturday. I work my Saturday. I work my Sunday.
This is a lot shorter on Facebook, by the way, right, yeah. Eric?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was just a tweet. Oh. So Sunday night, the owner of the restaurant comes in. And she's like, "Hey, we gotta talk." And I'm like, "All right, about what?" And she's like, "Here, let me show you." And she pulls up this tweet, and this is what the tweet. This is what the tweet says: "So disappointed in at Gemma Restaurant tonight. What used to be a birthday tradition is no more. Hashtag sad."
Okay.
And then they reply back, "So sorry you didn't have a good time. Please message us to let us know what happened." So basically she just tells them that, like, "Hey, you didn't have this drink and the server wasn't very accommodating to me." And I'm telling my boss, I was like, "Well, I mean, I couldn't come get you," because my boss was there and she was too busy talking to this table of... It, basically, the Dallas Symphony Orchestra always would come in and take this one table and, you know, kiss her ass, and she loves that. And I wasn't going to disrupt that. And I mean, I already knew the answer to this question. So then my boss tells me, she's like, "Well,
blowing air."
Yeah, pretty much.
I was trying to make a joke.
What joke was that?
Orchestra. They're the orchestra.
Yeah,
they're blowing things.
Well, I think
pipes and
I think orchestras,
flutes and stuff.
I think orchestra strings.
Yeah. Oh, there's no pipes.
No, I think that's symphony and symphony orchestra.
Oh, there's a difference?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go to our music expert. Is there a different spider?
It's all the same.
That's what I thought.
What?
Like, if you go...
It is. No, I mean, it is and it is.
When they score movies, they don't have, "Oh, we just need the string guys, you flute guys, you know, wait outside until the symphony comes in." It's the same thing. They all have them there all together.
Sure. You know what? You're the expert. You're the one that has hair like Mozart, so...
Right.
All
right.
So...
So they were blowing air.
Upper ass, yes.
Right. That's all I want to do. I just want to get that joke in.
All right. And so I'm having this conversation with my boss, and she's like, "Well, you know what? You could have come talk to me." And I'm like, and I basically told her, I was like, "You know, you're kind of actually impossible to talk to. You really are. You make it hard." And she's like, "Well, you know, we had a container frozen of the Blood Orange Puree." And I'm like, "So then why did you tell everybody when we ran out that we were out? And why do the bartenders think that we're out? Like, why am I being made to be the scapegoat here? Because that's obviously what I am." And she's like, "You know what? We'll just call you tomorrow and see if you want to work here anymore."
Wow.
"If we want you to work here anymore." She's like, "We've noticed a dip in your attitude." And I'm like, and I just kind of shrugged my hands and said, "Hey, look, you got to do..."
Did you tell her that you were a 45-year-old man with a college degree working at a restaurant, and that's why you had a little bit of a sour mood?
No, that's me now.
Oh.
This was me 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. No
before graduation.
Right. So you're in school, still single.
No, I'm
40-year-old man.
I'm not even in school at this point.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to our Clark expert. Michael, does it make a difference?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, exactly.
All the same thing.
It doesn't. So the thing is, like, I find the tweet, and Monday I find out I'm fired. and I find the tweet, and I put it up on my Facebook, and I'm not on Twitter.
What?
I mean, I am.
He's not on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter. Yes.
What did you call me?
And so I put it on Facebook, and I'm like, "Hey, here, look at this. Like, I got fired over a tweet, and, you know, there's 30 comments or so on the original post, and all my friends on Twitter just blew this lady up. But yeah, I got fired over Twitter."
Did she ever apologize or anything?
No, because I wasn't on Twitter to connect to her.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Conway Twaner.
I don't think you got fired over the tweet. I think you got fired over the
how you responded.
Yeah,
to
and also the orange puree that was frozen. That was
but
there.
I didn't know. And also, it's not my responsibility to know what the bar is stocked and stocked up on.
Right.
That's not. I agree. Yeah.
I think challenging the authority was the what got you fired.
No,
because the tweet doesn't even sound bad. Like when I first read this like post of Clark's, I was like, oh, it's gonna be like a really like juicy story,
right?
And I even text Michael, and I was like, okay, out of all the things that Clark has told us, which are a lot of things,
usually boring things.
Yeah, boring things.
Yeah, and
no
this
sense.
Is on par with that.
No relevance of anything,
right?
That we want to know. No juicy anything. And I was like, for sure, this has got to be something.
Yeah, he's like, why have we never heard this story before? We got to ask him about this story. It sounds like it's gonna be really good. Yeah,
no, it's not a good story.
So through 1 through 5, I mean, from
oh no, this is a 1.
A 1 to 10.
This is a 2.5.
No, I thought it was somewhat entertaining.
I thought it was a 5.
Yeah, I would give it a 5.
No, but I mean, it's just,
you know what? It was better than Snyder Cut.
But this is what started the whole like, hey, if you have a problem at your restaurant, I don't care who the fuck is listening right now. If you are at a restaurant and you have an issue and the server can't solve it, then talk to the manager.
Yeah.
All right?
Did she ever ask to speak to the manager?
No.
Oh, so she's not a true Karen.
She's not. Well, but this is really.
She's Karen with a C.
This is a different kind of Karen experience.
Yeah.
This is a cyberspace Karen.
Yeah, it's a. She didn't want to be a Karen in public, but she'll be a Karen.
Right.
Behind
yeah, she's a keyboard
Twitter.
Karen.
Yeah, keyboard Karen.
A keyboard Karen.
Yeah, that's a good term.
Yeah, and I mean, I could, and this is what my boss says. She's like, "Why didn't you get me? I could have gotten over there, and I would have shown her, all of our signature drinks. I would have found something for her." And I'm like, "Lady, I did that. The restaurant I worked at, this restaurant, I made a lot of money there, and I work with some great people." Even though the sous chef tried to fight me one time, which is actually a better story.
What? That's the story we should have heard.
We probably already heard it.
No,
is that
no,
the
no,
one
no.
where you guys you knocked him out or something?
No,
like
no,
that?
No. That was at the restaurant I'm currently at. No. This was a restaurant. We'll have to revisit one where me and the sous chef, like the guy came around the line and wanted to fight me at the very end of the night.
Do you think that if you would have owned up to your, you know, responsibilities in the situation?
What was my responsibility?
And just would have put everything aside and said, you know what, manager, you're right. I should have came and got you. I did not. Next time I will. And left it like that. Do you think you still would have had that job?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You don't think
so? She said something about his attitude dipping. So
yeah.
I think it was.
Well, that
they
thing,
were waiting
no, no,
for
but
something
here's the
to
thing,
happen
here's the thing.
To
like,
fire.
Like the
no, it's just
man. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you've known someone that's worked there besides me.
I don't even know what that place is.
It's
I know
right
it's on
there.
Henderson. But
yeah,
it's right there,
I mean, it's. And I'll be real with you. It is the best restaurant in terms of food. It's the best restaurant.
Well,
it's maybe
that.
Second. Maybe the second best.
Best restaurant? What say, you mean that you've ever worked at? Or
yeah,
I've only had like leftovers from there, and they were fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, I would
rabbit was good.
The rabbit pappardelle was fantastic.
I'm going to go in and order a blood orange martini. And if you don't have it, I'm going to tweet about it.
You should do
still
it.
Still blame Clark.
Blame me. So actually, if you don't have it, I need Clark to come back to make it for me.
Yeah.
And then
to tell me, to show me the other selections.
I want you to make him fill out an application, put on an apron, and then I want to bitch about him, and then I want you to fire him. And that would make my birthday complete.
And it would make a great story.
That's the other thing. Your tradition, and if you're expecting to go to the same place all the time for the same thing, it's going to be gone at some point.
So that's why I will never. Well, also that's why I'll never go to a Lavelle Crawford stand-up show. I think he's one of the funniest stand-ups I've ever seen live. The first and only time I've ever seen him, I have never laughed so hard in my life. Tears are coming out of my eyes, and I've even told Lavelle this. I won't go to one of your shows again because I don't want to ruin that first moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
like, I still think he's hilarious, and I tell people to go to his shows all the time, but I won't go because I don't think I'll ever beat that. I've been to a lot of comedy shows. That was the funniest I've ever seen.
So
experience.
I just want to expand on one last thing that Spider just said.
Please do.
He said, if that's a tradition, then your tradition sucks. Well, here's the whole deal.
I hate tradition.
This was 2016, and this restaurant had only been open for 2 years, 2 or 3 years. And 2 years does not make a tradition, in my opinion.
Well, if like to be open 2 or 3 years in Dallas is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's maybe the average of what restaurants make it.
But, I mean, the thing is, like, so if we went to El Phoenix and got margaritas on my birthday... And we did that ever since I turned 21. So 19 years later, yeah, that's tradition. If the same people are there, that's tradition.
They're closing down now, so.
Well, then guess what? She's going to be hashtag sad, too.
But 2 years, I mean, things can change, especially with a new restaurant.
Right. Yeah. You can't expect the menu to be the same.
That's the thing about restaurants like this and the one I work at. They keep things seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's seasonal the way you things, stay open.
The seasonal things sometimes can last a little longer because the blood orange crop was good this year. Sometimes they don't last as long. Sometimes you're like, you know what? We don't want to do that drink we did last year. We got this other ingredient. And that's just, apparently I'm just awful server.
Well, yeah, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Where I'm at. That's a 10.
Where I'm at, I'm definitely in the top rotation.
The top rotation, meaning you're one of the first to leave and they bring in somebody younger and more experienced.
No, it's kind of like a baseball term.
Oh.
Like I'm a starting pitcher.
Got it.
Type
deal. All right.